saw the tzimin atzad. Beis Shammai says, yes, we make gzera. If you come to take or put back a shutter back that has a hinge, even though the hinge is only on the side, we're afraid to come in the middle. We're afraid to come to use the hinges on the side. Beis Shammai says, no, we don't make gzera. So Rashi Beis Shammai, Rashi says, Masav Beis Shammai, or Masav Beis Tilo. Vanach Masnisin Leifligu Velo Mar Hashminin Chod, Mar Hashminin Chod, Mar Hashminin Chod, in other words, when the hinge is on the sides, that's a derech binyan. So when it's a derech binyan, then it's awesome. When the hinge is in the middle, there it's not a derech binyan. It doesn't look like binyan, so really it should be mutter. The only machlokes is we make a gzera. The Beis Shammai says we're afraid to let you put this shutter back. Since it has hinges on the middle, we're afraid maybe you put back another shutter that has hinges at the side, and that's the nisa binyan. So therefore, Beis Shammai makes the gzera. And Basil does not make the gzera, therefore Basil says it's mutter if the hinges are on the middle. For the hinges are on the side, then even Beis Hillel says it's osur. Then it's mamash mechse kibinyin, that's osur. So like the Mishnah, famous Mishnah here about mitoich. Mishnah says, Beis Shammai, Yom Beis Shammai says, Ein moitin, you're not allowed to carry on yomtiv, lo yes a cotton, you can't carry out a cotton on yomtiv. For lo yes a lulav, you can't carry a lulav out on, in sukkahs. You can't carry out on Yom Tif a Sefer Torah, Lushusarabim. Because Beis Shammai Shita is, what's mutter, which malachas are mutter on Yom Tif? Only Oichel Nefesh. Only malachas that pertain directly to food. So true, you're allowed to carry food on Yom Tif if you want. You're allowed to carry the food wherever you want to. But other things that are not food, you're not allowed to carry it out. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Or Beis Hillel Matirim. Beis Hillel says no mitoich. The klal is mitoich shehutru l'tzarech eichel nefesh, hutru na mishlel l'tzarech eichel nefesh. Once the ister haitzor is mutter for the purpose of carrying food, l'tzarech eichel nefesh, we also assure of mitoich, that therefore any type of carrying is also mutter, providing that the tzarech hayom ktsas. It has to be for some purpose of today. So if you want to carry out a lulav to use today, you want to carry out a sefer Torah to learn with, you want to carry out a kid to make the kids feel happy, that's called the tzarech, we hold you allowed to carry out. Now that's called the klal of mitoich. Mitoich shutz v'litzarech, chutz v'namish v'litzarech. So the Maratoni, Tana, came with Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Tana learned in front of Yitzchak bar Avdimi, that ha'sheichat oilas nadova b'yomtif. If somebody shechs the korban oila for an adova on yomtif, like you get malchus. In other words, it's an avera, he's not allowed to do it. There's no tzarech, because a korban oila, there's nothing to eat. It's kula burnt on the mizbeach. So since there's no oichel nefesh involved, you can't do the melech shchita. Shrashi oilas the dava. Dilu oilas chayiv the achayvus yom the oilas that you have a chiyuv to bring today. Rachmon Sharia. That's the Torah said. You're allowed to bring an oilas ariyah. That's a chayiv you're allowed to. Avazu yesh lakriv liyacha yomtiv. But here it's only in the dava present. Who asked you to bring it today? Bring it after yomtiv. Therefore, leikas a shrashi mishum lasasakom locham. Like you're doing a melech shchita, you're shechting. You have no head to the shech. There's not a tzarech oichel nefesh. After the shecht an animal on Yom Tov is, because the Torah said, oichel nefesh is mutter. You're allowed to shecht with tzarech oichel nefesh. But a korban oilu that you have nothing to eat from, you're not allowed to shecht and you get malchus. So that's what a Tana learned in front of Rabbi Yitzchak. So Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak told him back, the Amalek of Yitzchak, Amalei, the Amalek Omani, who are you going like? You Tana, who do you hold like? Beis Shammai, l'churi, you only go like Beis Shammai Shita. The Amri that Beis Shammai says, lo yamrina, we do not say, the Svarov, Mitoich shutul haitzol tzarech. That mitoich a svar to say, since the Torah said you're allowed to carry out something with tzarech oichel nefesh, you're allowed to carry out food or a pot in order to cook with, hutra na mishlel tzarech. You're also allowed to carry out other things, even though it's not called tzarech oichel nefesh. As long as there's some purpose today, like Beis Hillel says now Mishnah, you're allowed to carry out a sefer Torah, even though you're not going to eat it, but since it's called tzarech hayom ktsas, that's mitoich. So this, so Rabbi Yitzchak said, you Tana, you hold like Beis Shammai. You hold, you did not say the svar of mitoich. Therefore, shechting a korban oila that there's no achiler involved, you get malchus. It's also why the Beis Hillel, because if you're going to go like Beis Hillel Shita that it says now Mishnah, you're allowed to carry out a sefer Torah, you're allowed to carry out a lulav even though you don't eat them. And so Amri Beis Hillel holds mitoich shehutru hoitzol l'tzarech. Since the Torah said you're allowed to carry out food for the purpose of eating, it's a svar to say. The Torah said this, you're allowed to do, as long as there's some purpose involved. Is Hochinami, if that's the svara according to Mesillum, the same svara should apply if you shech the korban erlo today. Hochinami. Mitoich shehutra shchita. Letzorech, since if you have an animal that you want to eat today, you are allowed to shechta today, that's called mitoich shehutra shchita letzorech. Since you're allowed to make a shchita for the purpose of eating today, letzorech echol nefesh, the svara should be then, hutra namishle letzorech. It's also mutter to make a shchita even though you're not eating from it. So here also, this carbon, even though you're not going to eat from the carbon, but I call upon him, there's some tzarech hayem, because the fourth is a mitzvah involved. You're bringing in a dove, you're doing a mitzvah. So since you're doing a mitzvah, that's called the tzarech hayem, therefore it should be mutter. So that's what he said, the churu yutana, that said it's also, you go according to Beis Hillel, and not like Beis Shammai, and not, you go according to Beis Shammai, and not like Beis Hillel. So the more masculine of law, Rabbah. Rabbah asked the question here, Mimai, the Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. For your pligi, what's your right to say that the machlokes in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is this machlokes? Do you say a klolistik halacha from mitoich, or you don't say mitoich by melechus yomtiv? Dilma, maybe there's a different machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Dilma v'erev v'hoitzol l'shabbos v'yein erev v'yotzol yomtiv kamiflugi. In other words, maybe even Beis Hillel also does not hold from the svar of mitoich. Maybe nobody holds from mitoich. Nobody holds that you're allowed to do a malacha if it's not for the purpose of eichel nefesh. The Torah only says, Zerud Lashon is, Acha sheyochel echol nefesh. Something for tzorech eichel, for food, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do malachas to cook, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake, you're allowed to do malachas and carry food. That's all. But to carry other things, as a malacha, it should be yosser. Why does Beis Hillel and the Mishnah say, you're allowed to carry out a kid, you carry a sefer Torah on Yom Tov, it's not eichel nefesh? Maybe because Beis Hillel holds the cloud, there's no isser or it's at all on Yom Tov. There is not the pshat is there is an isser, and it's mutim shir mitoich. Maybe holds hoitzor, the Torah did not ask her on Yom Tov. Like the Gemara says, Dilma be erev yotzol l'shabbos v'yein erev yotzol Yom Tov. Notice Beis Hillel says there's no din erev or hoitzor on Yom Tov. Kamiflagi masava one holds erev hoitzor l'shabbos. The area of Hoytzol Yom Tov. Beis Shammai says yes. The same way there's one of the Lamateches Malachas are not to carry out on Shabbos. The same thing applies to Yom Tov. There's a Malacha not to carry out on Yom Tov, and therefore there's an error. The same way you have to make an error for Shabbos, you have to make an error for Yom Tov also. That's why Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to carry out a Sefer Torah on Yom Tov. Umasova, you know what Beis Hillel holds? Erev Hoytzol the Shabbos. The Indian of Eruvin, to make an Eruv, and not to carry out what says Nagayat Hilchot Shabbos, of a V'ein Eruv Hoytzol Yom Tov. But there's no Easter Hoytzol at all on Yom Tov. The Torah did not ask to carrying on Yom Tov. That's why Vesil says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to carry a Sefer Torah on, you're allowed to carry a kid, you carry a Lulav. Because there's no Easter Bechlal of Hoytzol on Yom Tov. But Erech Nami, maybe a Malacha, let's say like Shchita, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Maybe it's only mutter to shecht an animal for the purpose of eating it. But a carbon oil that you can't eat, maybe Beis Hillel is also mighty get malchus. And kidachsiv, what the Pasuk says, v'loi soitzio masa mibatechem b'yem ha-Shabbos. Pasuk in Yirmiyo, don't carry out things on Shabbos. So the deek is, b'Shabbos in, it's only also not to carry on Shabbos. Or b'yom tif loi, but there's no malach at all on Yom Tov. So that's why Beis Hillel in the Mishnah says it's mutter. But maybe on something that's usher, you don't say the svar of mitoich. The Mos says no. Maskev lo Rabbi Yosef elu meyatev. That's the svara that Beis Hillel holds. There's no iser hoytzu at all on Yom Tov. Liflug ba'avonim. Why didn't Beis Hillel say a bigger chiddush? Beis Hillel should have said you're even allowed to carry out stones. In other words, it should have said even if there's no purpose at all in the carrying, also it's mutter. Why did he only say allowed to carry things like in the Mishnah that there's a purpose involved to carry out a sefer Torah, to carry out a lulav, carry out a kid to keep him happy? There's a purpose involved. If Yod, there's no Isra at all of carrying on Yom Tov, he should have said a bigger Kiddush, that you're even allowed to carry out stones. A Kash of Muksa, forget about the Kash of Muksa. But he should have said you're allowed to carry out stones even. The case where it's not Muksa, let's say. Elo, mi deloy, mafligi b'yavonim, since they don't argue. In the case of carrying out stones, Shema Mina, it's a right that you're not allowed to carry out stones on Yom Tov. According to Beis Hillel, you can't carry out stones. So why does Beis Hillel then say you're allowed to carry out a Sefer Torah? That b'hoitzor shaloi letzorech pligi. The only machlokes is carrying out shaloi letzorech. And the other machlokes says when you're not carrying out for the purpose of Oichel Nefesh, really there still holds there is a malacha of carrying out on Yom Tov. And to carry out stones, taka it's asa, because stones there's no purpose at all. So it's asa in the rice to carry out stones. That's the way Tosfos learns. Ma'ashenkein, the Reitzil is only meant to carry out a Sefer Torah or a lulav, because he holds that mitoich shehutzru l'tzorich. Since the Torah says you're allowed to carry out food, the tzorich l'oichel nefesh, you're allowed to carry out something else also, providing there's some purpose of today, there's some use of it today, there's some tzorich. There's a tzorich for the Sefer Torah, a tzorich for the lulav. Ma'ashenkein carry out stones that has no purpose at all, that's taker aser. That's the way Tosfos paskins. Rashi has a chiddush differently. Rashi holds that mitoich is matter with the gamri. Really, even stones are mutter to carry out midrash. It's only yosem of the rabbonin. But midrash says mamish mutter gamri. But Allah postures like Tosfos. They say no, that mitoich is only mutter on something that has a purpose for today. But if there's no purpose at all, then takvat sosem midrashah. So nechnami vesilah would not be matter in the mission to carry out stones. Stones would be yosem midrash to carry out on yomtiv. It's only mutter to carry out something that you have some purpose for. That's a very no gay. When you're carrying something on Yom Tov, you have to make sure it's only something you need today. If there's no purpose in carrying at all, there's an issur right so. You stop carrying your car keys in your pocket, it's an issur right so. You can't carry your car keys in your pocket on Yom Tov. Hachus from the yisur muksa. But it'll be an issur right so. Because there's no purpose at all in carrying it today. So then we know there is an issur right so. It's only mutter. It starts off that midiraisu is mutter oichel nefesh. You're allowed to carry things for the purpose of eating. And let's say you have a key to the closet, that you're allowed to carry if you want to get the food out of it. You're allowed to carry the key to the closet around. And once the Torah was matted to carry out the Tzorich HaKol Nefesh, the svar is, Mitoich Shutku L'Tzorich, Hutru Namishto L'Tzorich. We also said to carry out other things also. But providing there's a purpose for today, it has to be some Tzorich Hayim. Yeah, right. That's the way Tosfos learns. Rashi learns is not the Raisa. But Tosfos learns in Issa the Raisa. That's his bottom Tosfos here. Weiter. The Afra Bechenen Sava be Mitoch Shutru hat so le Zurich, hut wir name soll le Zurich pligi. Der Bechen also learned that the Machlok is based till the Sham and our mission is what you said is new swar of Mitoch. There's really hot swar as also on Yontif. Based till is only matter hot swar that Mitoch you let it carry out for the purpose of Eichon Nefesh, you let it carry out for the purposes also. The Tony Tone came with Rabbi Yechidin. Our Tana learned something, taught it in front of Rabbi Yechidin. Hamavashel gid hanosha. If somebody cooks, gid hanosha. That's veins, that's osatit. The cholov in milk. The cholov in milk. The yomtif on yomtif. The oichla and eat it. You should know, like your chomish. You're over 5 malchus and 5 lavim you did. Like your mishur mevashel gid. There's one is of cooking gid. In other words, you're not allowed to cook on yomtif. Gid. Gid you're not allowed to eat. So if you cook up food that you can't eat today, there's no tzarech hayom at all. So maybe you get malchus. Because we're only matter if there's a purpose involved. If there's no purpose in cooking, so there's a malach of cooking. You get malchus for that. For like you mishum meichel gid. Another malchus says you're eating gid, you're not allowed to eat it. For like you mishum mavash or basa becholim. There's another law you're not allowed to cook meat and milk together. For like you mishum oichel basa becholim. And now that you ate it, the fourth law is you're eating basa becholim. For like you mishum, the next law is like you mishum havara. You also burn. You burn shtalat tzarech. You're not allowed to burn things. You don't allowed to burn.